O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Mark 8, verses 31 through 38. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to How Great is Your Love by Brett Yonker, Christian Stanfill, and Phil Wickham. This live recording captures the voices of all the worshipers in the room, inviting us into that atmosphere of praise. The text captures the overwhelming action of Jesus, who stepped down to earth to give his life for us. Because of that, we sing with our fellow believers in this song, How Great is Your Love.
Your name, and into darkness your mercy came. You called me out, lifted me up. How great is your love. You bore my weakness, you took my shame, buried my burdens in fields of grace. You
Mark chapter 8, verses 31 through 38. Then he began to teach them that it was necessary for the Son of Man to suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and scribes, be killed, and rise after 3 days. He spoke openly about this. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning around and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are not thinking about God's concerns, but human concerns." Calling the crowd along with his disciples, he said to them, "If anyone wants to follow after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life because of me and the gospel will save it. For what does it benefit someone to gain the whole world and yet lose his life? What can anyone give in exchange for his life? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of him when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." In the big book of AA, there's a memorable line about expectations. It says, "Expectations are premeditated resentments." We see that truth playing out in this text. The story really begins a little earlier with Jesus' question to his disciples about who they think he is, to which Peter boldly and correctly declares, "You are the Christ." Peter here confidently asserts that Jesus is the Messiah, the one Israel had been waiting for all of these years. Peter is pinning his hopes on Jesus as the one who would save him, as the one who would save his nation, as the one who would save the world. And he was right. But Jesus was not going to do so in accord with his expectations. Peter wanted a triumphant Messiah, one whose victory over his enemies would be clear and decisive. Now Jesus would, and he did, triumph, but not in the way that Peter had envisioned. Instead of exerting power over the forces of evil and oppression, Jesus would conquer them through sacrificing himself. And he calls his followers to do the same. To find life by losing it, to live by dying, to gain everything by giving it all up. And counterintuitively, this is the best thing for us. I like what C.S. Lewis writes on the subject. He says, "It is only when I turn to Christ, when I give myself up to his personality, that I finally begin to have a real personality all of my own." Jesus isn't the savior that Peter expected. He may not be the savior that we expected. He doesn't usually work in the way that we think he should, but what he does is always so much better than anything we could have imagined. So in the moments that follow, I would encourage you to take some time to pray that God would help you to trust in Jesus, to surrender yourself to his will and to his wisdom. Pray that God would help you to relinquish your expectations and embrace what God actually has for you. Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty God, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities that may happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts that may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.